This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Classic album of the week.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And because it's your first week back, it's your turn.
It is
what,
my turn.
What have you chosen?
I have chosen Tragic Kingdom by No Doubt.
No Doubt. So, and who are No Doubt?
Who are No Doubt? How dare you, David? yes. Well, obviously, it's the band that made Gwen Stefani a household name.
Yep.
A little band out of Southern California, you know, performed in little clubs and little bars and until they just exploded. And this was kind of one of their big first album,
right.
I think, that really went everywhere. And for me, it's really personal.
Why? Why is it so personal for you?
Well, growing up, I grew up in Texas, and my parents just, we always listened to country music. It was just country music all the time, country or nothing. Every time we hopped in the car to drive somewhere, country music station was playing on the radio. Like, country all the time. My first CDs that I got were country music. Everything was country all the time. And so I'd never been exposed to other types of music, which is really sad.
Yeah.
And my friend, this friend from school, gifted me this this album. I don't know why he thought I would like it, but he gifted it to me one time, and I took it home and I listened, and I was like, the cover's really weird. It's not country. It's not what I'm used to. This is odd. And I listened to it and I loved it.
Right.
Changed my life.
Yeah.
Every song on it, I absolutely adored.
Wow.
And then all the songs on it, I think, well, a lot of them are really, really well known. Like, you'll know some of the songs.
Of course I do. And I was teasing when I said, who's No Doubt?
I know.
Because what a front person she is.
Oh, amazing.
You know, and the rest of the band are fairly interesting. The drummer is the drummer that's really got the crazy haircut and stuff.
Yeah, was it the drummer that Gwen was married to? Do you know?
Were
they brother and sister? I can't remember. No, they were married. They were definitely married.
Right, okay. Before she married the English guy.
Yeah, they broke up and obviously went her own way. And
okay, because now the interesting thing is she's with a country singer.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
What's his name?
It's the guy from The Voice,
The Voice, because she ended up being one of the judges on The Voice, and then she met him.
Oh, my God, what's his name?
I can see his face.
Yeah, I can see his face. I can hear his voice.
And they look like such an odd couple.
When I actually found out they were dating, or they were married, I was shocked.
No, I don't think they're married.
Are they not married?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. When I find out they're married, I'll be really shocked. But I'm even shocked now that they're dating. It's odd because just shows that opposites attract.
It certainly does.
It does.
Now, when was this album released?
It was 95.
Right. So it's a long time ago.
Long time ago. So it's been 25 years?
Yep.
25 years. 25 years. That's a whole child. That's a person ago.
Yes.
That's a person younger than me ago.
And there's a person much younger than me, several times younger than me.
Yeah, that is a person younger than me ago that I got this CD.
Yep.
I've had this CD, this album that I have is older than so many people I actually know. That's really sad, I just realized.
It means that you're getting older too.
It does.
Hello.
Thank you.
Especially if you got it at school. You weren't in first grade or anything, were you?
No, absolutely not. No, I was definitely older than first grade.
Right.
I would have been in sixth grade or something.
So you love the whole album, every track.
I love the album. It's great. If you haven't listened to the album, it's great. You know, you've got Just a Girl, you've got Tragic Kingdom itself. That song is amazing. But I think, you know, we have to start off with one of my favorites, which is Spiderwebs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, here we go. Enjoy. You're on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine. here on Joy 94.9. And that was, of course, Spiderwebs by No Doubt.
And what's that track about? Do you know what it's about?
No matter who calls, no matter who calls. It's a breakup song. I think it's, you know what? I don't remember the lyrics, David. I don't remember.
Oh, so
the
you're
lyrics.
Not one of those people that know, you know, like listen to all the lyrics
and. I am terrible with lyrics.
You get them wrong?
Oh, all the time.
So do I.
There's a new song by like Dua Lipa, and it's this song called Boys Will Be Boys, and I was listening to it because I've listened to the new album, and I was just like, oh, la la la, this is a nice song. And then probably about the 10th time I listened to it, actually listened to it, and it's about how, like, it's a really dark premise. Like, it's about, you know, how boys will be boys. They're actually just saying, like, boys keep getting away with treating women like crap and abusing women.
Yep.
And the excuse from the people who can actually change it is, oh, boys will be boys. So it's just a really dark song, but I was just like, la, 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 this is fun. And then actually realized what it was about. And I was like, oh, okay, I should actually listen to lyrics sometimes.
All right.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.